Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Yeah, 404. McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning, and not just any Friday. Not just a normal Friday. Not just a feel-good Friday, even, as the morning show, as I'll steal from them. Not even just a feel-good Friday. This is the Friday that we have been waiting for the, you know, heading in on Wednesday, we were dreading this Friday. Hoping that we wouldn't need it, hoping we could all just focus solely on Juan Soto and his return to the Bronx and how the reaction would be. And it's, in his own words, 50,000 against one in the atmosphere there. And really the first time now with the Mets after stealing Juan Soto away from the New York Yankees, luring him away with money and promise of future prospects. And family-oriented fun. He is now with the Mets. The Mets are having a great season following an incredible run last year as well, an incredible season that went all the way to the NLCS. And this would be the first test since really the dynamic shift. Even after the Yankees went to the World Series last year, it still felt like this offseason, the dynamic shift that all Mets fans are waiting for, not only just a team that's as good on the field, but an organization that's better run and a more desirable destination for free agents. And we have the money to give them when they want to come here. And now, having one of the best records in baseball, having one of the best pitching staffs in baseball, one of these organizations who can turn the Griffin Cannings of the world into ace starting pitchers with sub 2.5 ERAs, this is the night where we get to see the Yankee fans cry. Yankee fans get to boo the man they hate for leaving. And we get to see, first time out, the first real test of who's the better team in the big brother, little brother. All of it's nonsense, of course, especially when you compare it to the other game going on tonight, Madison Square Garden, a game number 6 of the Eastern Conference semifinals, a game the Knicks desperately need to win after losing game number 5 in embarrassing fashion, one of the worst third quarters you'll ever see. The star getting fouled out, Karl-Anthony Towns doing nothing, OG Anunoby scoring 4-5 points, Mikal Bridges, the hero of late-game situations, doing nothing the entire game, and just one of those ugly losses after the devastating injury for Tatum. The defending champs get off the deck and embarrass the New York Knicks and set up what is a huge game for the New York Knicks. You do not want to go back to Boston. Will I say they can't win that game? No. Because I think this series has proven, the postseason has proven, that home court advantage is extremely overrated. And it's just a matter of how you play that night. And the Knicks, need to play tonight as if their lives depend on it. They've been terrible with any sort of prosperity. Anytime this series, the Pistons series, it didn't matter. They got comfortable in games that they didn't need, that the other team needed more. Well, tonight they need to come out with the effort and the urgency in which they sorely lacked in game number 5. And it falls at the feet of the head coach, and it falls at the feet of this superstar Jalen Brunson, who's got to be better, got to stay out of foul trouble, got to figure out a way, whether it's scoring 30, whether it's scoring 40, whether it's facilitating, whatever he has to do, the New York Knicks have to win this game. They can no longer afford to lose this series, which is remarkable. To think they had, we would get into this series, the Knicks would be up 3-2 in game 6 in Madison Square Garden, and heartbreak would be on the line. I wouldn't have guessed that. I wouldn't have guessed the Knicks would put themselves in a position where if they lost, we would be absolutely devastated. But here we are, after taking the first two games and the manner in which they took them with the second half heroics, coming back from down 20 points, doing practically the same thing in game number 4, taking a 3-1 commanding lead, watching the Achilles tear to their best player, Tatum, and now feeling like the Knicks are the better team. The Knicks have to come out of this series with a victory, and anything short of that would be a disaster. Well, disaster is on the line tonight, so we'll see. I'm obviously more focused on the Knicks, but we'll have plenty of time to focus on the first Juan Soto at bat. But two games, two enormous crowds, 50,000 people at Yankee Stadium to see the Subway Series, 20,000 packed strong inside Madison Square Garden to watch Game 6 of the NBA Finals, a New York sports night, the likes of which don't come around very often. Big Friday night in the big city, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We'll get to the calls, and we'll take you for the next hour until we get you to the warm-up show and the rest of your Friday right here on The Fan. Let's go to Travis in the Bronx. What's up, Travis?
Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, you know, for the last, like, week and a half, all I've heard is the big storyline of Soto coming back to the Bronx, and I understand he chose the Mets over the Yankees.
Yep.
They did give him an extra year. They gave him more money, and as a worker, you obviously want to make the most money that you're going to make. I'm a Yankees fan. I get it. But we're making this into something that it really isn't. We're not talking about Patrick Ewing coming back against the Knicks as a supersonic. We're not talking about, you know, Don Mattingly coming back on another team. This is a guy who played one season, and it just seems like a manufactured storyline for radio and for TV. And I understand, like, there's intrigue here, but he played a year. And I just don't understand why this is as big of a deal as it is.
It's not just that he played a year. I think what you just said plays into why I think what's overblown most about this is the Yankee fan needing to boo Juan Soto. Because I agree with you. This isn't a Yankee homegrown player who chose greener pastures after years with the New York Yankees. This was never his home. And in the 1 year he was here, he helped them get to the World Series, and on such a level, he hit the home run that sent them there. So, like, I don't understand why the Yankee fan wants to boo him as much as the Yankee fan seems desperate to boo him. But you have to admit, I know it was only 1 year, but the Yankees have been able to lean on the idea that any player that was with them, whether it be a year, 5 years, drafted and spent his whole career with, when the Yankees want someone, and especially if he's been in the uniform, the Yankees get him. The Yankees get him. And the Yankees offered to dole out $760 million. And he still
100%.
And he still went somewhere else. And now, yes, it was the most money. Totally agree. And that was probably a large part of it, because not only does he want to make the most money, but there's pressure with the union to take the most money.
Yep.
All agreed. But he also, on some level, $760 is enough to stay with the Yankees if you wanted to be a Yankee. So he wanted, he wanted to be a Met as well as take the most money. And now it's created a shift in the fan base, because they have the richest owner. They have this young, smart executive. They have now what they deem to be the more desirable destination to free agents. Those are all things the Yankees have owned. The Yankees have owned in this town the richest owner, the best executive, and the place where players want to go play. And now all of a sudden, in one fell swoop, in one player, suddenly all of that has changed. At least in the Met fans' mind, and maybe in the Yankee fans' mind, or maybe in reality. Whatever the case may be, that's what's happened with this signing. So,
but I remember...
Yeah.
I remember when they made the trade, and it seemed like a foregone conclusion.
For Juan Soto back in... When they traded the Padres?
Yeah, when they gave up King, and when that went through, everybody, it seemed like a foregone conclusion. Everyone was essentially saying that this is a one-year rental. Like, people looked at it as a one-year rental. Before the Mets were even a possibility, even though people thought that he would probably wind up there because of Cohen. But when the trade went through, everyone was looking at it as a one-year rental.
I disagree with that statement on one level. We knew it could be. We knew it could be. And the Yankees had to act as such, and they had to know what they were giving up could be just for 1 year. But I think it's easy to say that. But as the season went on, as he was successful, and as we all know, the Yankees keep their guys, I think there was a feeling of him probably staying with the Yankees.
Yeah, and you look at how the year went. You would think logically, there's no reason to leave for comparable money.
So while we all knew it could be, it wasn't some sort of foregone conclusion. It wasn't like if he gets traded to the Pittsburgh Pirates because they think that, or the Kansas City Royals because they happen to have a really good team 1 year, like they did in 14 and 15, and they feel like he's the piece and they have some prospects and they trade for Juan Soto, that's a 1 year deal. Like, we know he's not staying. With San Diego, like, you kind of knew it was a 1.5-year deal. He wasn't staying because they're not going to pay him. Or, like, the Yankees, it is not a foregone conclusion. It was 1 year. Like, yes, it could be. Mm-hmm. You'd have to go out and sign him. Like, it's not a lock that he stays. But to paint it as, hey, we all knew it was 1 year from the beginning. No, he didn't. It could be, but it certainly wasn't some sort of lock. They're the Yankees.
Yeah.
And that's the point. That's the point. This is all taking a hit to the Yankees in many people's minds. That's what it does. It's taking that. This is the Yankees. Yankees don't do this. Yankees don't lose out the free agents to the Mets. The Met fan is galvanized by it. The Met fan loves the idea of it. It's not just that they're a good team and he's going to mean they have a superstar player in their lineup for 15 years. They have now, the organization is better than the Yankee organization. Not just the team, not just this 1 year, because we've seen that. They went to the World Series in 15. Like, they've had years where they were the better team, or could argue they were the better team. But it was fleeting. There was no real belief that that was going to continue. Now the belief is, not only are we the better team at the moment, we are the better franchise. We have a better farm system. We have better people making decisions. We have a better manager. We have a richer owner. And the prospect of our future is far brighter than the New York Yankees. And they are desperate for it. They want it. They want that so bad. And I'm not even sure they knew they wanted it so bad. I didn't know they wanted it so bad until they got it. And then it became obvious. Oh my God, this is freaking, can't get enough of this. They want that feeling that they're the better team and that people want to be Mets and not Yankees. They're eating it up. And so that's why there's this dynamic. Tonight specifically is more about the Yankee fan who's bitter about it, angry that all of a sudden we are questioning pinstripes and 27 championships and how the Yankees are run. Even while they can't stand the GM and the manager altogether themselves, they still want to defend the organization or, you know, have some sort of belief that they are far superior to the Mets. And he opened the door to that discussion that they deemed closed since 1996. So let's boo this guy. And it's a pushback on the narrative of the Met fans. So like that's what the environment is tonight. That's why the first at bat of Juan Soto and the first game back at the Bronx has become a thing. And once the novelty of that wears off, after his second, third at bat, or on Saturday, then it just becomes a series against two good teams who are competing, and then bragging rights about your friend and your cousin, or like I always joke, Tim in accounting and whatever else. Like, then you could just stick it to your mailman and say, ha, 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 my team's better than your team. All this talk, we're better than you still, or we're better than you now, or whatever the case. Like, but the novelty of that first at bat is a big dynamic that started when he signed with the Mets in December. I mean, is it overplayed to your point? Of course it is. It's ridiculous. Of course it is. We know we're overplaying it. The game is, it's for the Mets, it's the same as playing the White Sox. For the Yankees, it's the same as playing the Reds. As far as baseball and standings and what it means to them for tiebreakers or anything else, it's an interleague game. It could not be a less important game. The series against the Mariners, that game against the Mariners, where they were down two runs in the sixth inning, that game was far more important to come back and win than any of the Met games. But it's the atmosphere. It's the pressure. It's the rivalry that we've created. And so it's a lot of fun. And as much as I'll tell you, you could do whatever you want. I'm not going to boo him. I'm going to be there on Sunday. I'm not booing Juan Soto. I talked about this a lot. To me, he was here for 1 year, like the caller said. I don't think he owed the Yankees anything. He made it clear from the jump that he was going to hit free agency and anything could happen. He never misled the Yankees or the fans into some sort of sense of security that he was coming back, other than playing well and looking like he enjoyed it. Other than that, he never once made any sort of statement or anything else that would indicate he was coming back to the Yankees. He was here for 1 year. And in that 1 year, him and Judge were Ruth and Gehrig. He had the best year of his career, and he had the signature moment of that postseason with a home run that was amazing to watch. It's one of my favorite moments in recent Yankee history. And as a father, I know this is a bit sappy, but it happens to be true. I was in the backyard with my son watching that game on the television, and he went nuts. And it was awesome. And it sent the Yankees to the World Series, and it's a moment I'll never forget. And for that alone, I'm not going to boo the man. You want to boo him? I understand why. And the only real reason I think the booing is actually good, or I would be okay with it, is because it helps the drama. It helps the atmosphere. It's going to be fun to have a villain. You need a great villain. What's a James Bond movie without a villain? I argue this all the time about Disney movies. What's the best part? A Disney movie, you need a villain. Right? You can have all great songs from, you know, Encanto, but ultimately, there's no villain. You need a villain. And right now, Juan Soto gets to be the villain, as he fully admits, 50,000 people against one, for three nights in the Bronx, and that's going to be fun. But I refuse to boo a guy who helped me get back to the World Series and hit that home run. That's just me. But do what you want. It'll be fun. Let's see what the great Brett in Long Island has to say about it.
That's a great story with your son. It really is. Just don't let him have a Juan Soto Met jersey. That's all. And we're okay with that.
He does not like the Mets, but he does want a Luka Doncic Lakers jersey, believe it or not.
You're not going to allow that. I know that, Chris.
Nah, I might.
Be Brunson, OG. Come on.
Nah, he's
not Towns, though.
The school colors are purple and gold, and he's been wearing a lot of the Lakers stuff. He's got a LeBron James jersey already, so... Luka Doncic.
My son was in kindergarten, and the teacher was a diehard 49ers fan last year. The whole class had to wear red. True story. My son came with a Giants jersey. The teacher's still asking about me a year later. She thought it was great. He was the only one. Chris, go outside the box, man. Come on. Stick up for your team, please.
No, I'm going to go outside the box.
He was not wearing the red. Everybody had red on.
Let my son make his own decisions, but okay.
Okay. I got you. So, Chris.
Yes.
I think it's bizarre how you try to protect Aaron Judge in the postseason by bringing up Brunson and his legacies on the line. The difference is clear. Brunson has carried his team in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. A bad game would be 22 points. Aaron Judge, you could argue, could be benched in the playoffs. He bats 199 and he gets four strikeouts in a game.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be clear about that. Those are two different disappears. Yeah. The other guy actually carries his team, though. That's the true story.
Here's the thing, and you might not like this, and I'm not trying to defend Judge from his terrible postseason. Here's the bottom line. in basketball, there are five players on the court. And believe this or not, say what you want, it's much more difficult to have, if you're a great player, it is much more difficult to have the baseball equivalent of striking out four times on a basketball court. It's difficult to be that bad, especially for a great player. So I'm not saying he's bad or hasn't carried the team. What I'm saying is when you're one of five guys on the court and you're Mr. Clutch and you're the guy, you can't allow your team to blow three games to one lead.
Team? I think that's a silly scenario.
Well, then he's got, then
if he gets
I'm not asking him to score 50.
He can't pass it off to a wide open player.
Yeah.
They pitched around Juan Soto to get to Aaron Judge. I mean, I'm sorry. I know that stings. But
there's a huge difference there.
There's a difference there.
I do see it. He's
the guy's great in the regular season, but for some reason.
So Brunson doesn't have to win the game.
Brunson,
it doesn't matter. As long as he plays well, he doesn't have to win.
So in the NBA, you don't have to win.
Brett, I'm asking you a question. In the NBA, you don't have to. You don't have to win. Brunson doesn't have to win the series up 3-1. Doesn't have to win.
No. That's it. No, the Knicks have to win tonight.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Well, thanks for making my point for me. They have to win tonight. And legacy is connected to winning. Same thing with Judge. How many times do I have to say it for you? If he doesn't win a World Series, his legacy isn't as good. He won't be beloved. He'll never be Derek Jeter, despite being twice as good at baseball. I totally agree with you. He's got to win. We all acknowledge it. And he was terrible in the postseason last year. Not only did he strike out all those times and hit 190, he dropped the ball. No one's denying it. It was a killer. But just the nature of the sport, it is a hell of a lot easier for Jalen Brunson to have an impact on every single game than Aaron Judge. It's just the nature of the sport. Quarterbacks and NBA superstars, that's who's judged by winning, right? That's it. That's who's judged by winning. Wins go associated with the quarterback and an NBA superstar. Because an NBA superstar is one of five people on the court that impact every single minute of every single game he's out there on the floor. Judge hits three, four times a game, and he stands in the outfield and might not touch it for five innings. It's just a different sport. But Judge has to win or he won't be loved. Judge has to win or he won't be deemed the franchise savior. Brunson has to win. He can't blow a 3-1 lead. That's it. I'm not knocking him. I'm not saying he won't do it. I expect him to do it. I expect him to win this game. But he's got to. Because as much as we could tell that he's turned the franchise around, he's Mr. Clutch, he's this, he's that, he's the king of New York, you can't be the king of New York without winning, right? So if you want to tell me Judge isn't the king of New York, because if they're both non-winners, as great as Brunson is, Judge is the better player. If it's just about who's better, Judge is far better. But the reason Brunson is the king is because he's leading this team to all, and that's great. Oh, okay, so he leads them through to the second round 3 years in a row. Is that gets you king of New York, or do you have to go further when you're up 3-1? That's it. I'm not trying to justify anything with Aaron Judge. This is about Brunson and the New York Knicks. He did not play well in Game 5. He had a miserable third quarter along with everybody else. He got into foul trouble. He fouled out of the game and wasn't there at the end of the game to try and get his team back into contention. He had a miserable game. I'm not killing him. I'm not saying he's at fault for where they are. They're up 3-2. I'm just saying that legacies are built in these games. This is a big game on his home floor. He's the best player on the team. We've dubbed him the King of New York. He's the most clutch player in the NBA. All of that. He has to win the game. Jordan was the best player before he won a championships. He wouldn't be Michael Jordan with an 8-part documentary if he lost to the Pistons every year. You got to win. You got to win. And up 3-1, you can't lose.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're juggling work, life, and imploding bullpens. We get it. And we got you. New York Sports. No filter. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 4:33. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. You know, I just wanted to mention just real quick, as Jacob deGrom yesterday, 8 scoreless innings against the Astros for the Rangers. It was just good to see vintage DeGrom. If you had a chance to see some of the game, I mean, his fastball is ticked down a little bit. He could still get back to 100 on occasion. He just doesn't throw it as hard as often. But it was just good to see, as we're, you know, talking about the Mets a lot today. I mean, in my mind still, and we're talking about greatness, I've never seen a better pitcher in my life. I think Jacob deGrom at his peak was the greatest pitcher I've ever seen. You don't get better. He was so good for that stretch, that two and a half year stretch. I mean, he threw so many pitches over 100 miles an hour. His ability to locate the fastball, the breaking stuff off of it. I mean, he never got hit. And to watch him again last night, he is a dangerous, dangerous dude if he stays healthy. And it was good to see it. It was just good to see Jacob deGrom back on the mound looking like Jacob deGrom. I know it's not with the Mets anymore, and I have no faith that he could stay healthy whatsoever. And as a Yankee fan, I'm not all that excited about it, because although the Rangers have kind of sputtered here, I do not want to get into a 5-game series with Jacob deGrom going and Nathan Eovaldi, who's killed, shut down the Yankees every opportunity. But Jacob deGrom was utterly brilliant last night. And he's the best. We're talking about the best. I mean, you could make an argument that the best hitter we have seen in the last 20 years, I mean, Barry Bonds, you want to take him out of the equation for the steroids? I don't want to, but we can for this second. I mean, Judge is the best hitter, and DeGrom is the best hit pitcher. We have seen the best of the best for generations in New York uniforms over the last, you know, what was Jacob, 5-6 years ago? Has it been that long since he was at the top of his game? We've seen the best. And Aaron Judge and, to me, Jacob DeGrom are the two best I've seen. 888-808-1019. Let's get to John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
Oh, man, I can't wait till tonight, this weekend, man.
Let's go.
Listen.
Don't get too excited. Right, you know how good he is. We saw him for a year, John.
Listen, I don't care how good he is, all right? It's all about payback tonight and this weekend, all right? All those Yankee fans ain't stupid, all right? We know why he went there. It's not because of, you know, he wants to win or the family. It's about the damn money, all right? This little scum left us, you know, we poured our hearts out for him. Everybody showed him unconditional love. We never booed him.
Apparently it wasn't unconditional. It was under the condition of staying.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. He's gonna get his tonight. You know, he's gonna hear it, and he deserves it. You know, and he's trying to play us out like fools. You know, oh, family, value winning. Nah, he just reached the World Series in his only year here. He had all the celebrations with the teammates. You can obviously kind of see right now he's not happy over there. He's probably regretting it already. And you know what? We're going to let him know. You know, and don't be surprised if you see a few dollar bills in the right field tonight.
Are you going to be out in right field tonight?
I might be. I might have a couple $100 in ones for him to pick up since he loves his money so much.
All right. Interesting, John. I like it. Let's see if John's throwing dollar bills at Juan Soto tonight. That would be, I mean, I understand your point about the family. And it did kind of get obnoxious when, like, now we just talk about it. Met fans, Yankee fans, whoever. It's just pretty much accepted, right? People just, it's for the money. Wouldn't you leave for the money? Wouldn't you do that for the money? What do you do in your profession? You wouldn't go somewhere else for more money? Like, we all understand it's about the money, but they laid on the family stuff thick. So if you want to get annoyed by that, about, you know, maybe being slightly disingenuous or at least just laying it on thick and making it seem that something that played a small role played the entire role, go ahead, be mad about it. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. He's gone. I don't really care why. I didn't really stop to ask why. But I did get a kick out of you saying you loved him unconditionally. Apparently not. Apparently it was under the condition of staying with the Yankees. But that would be some. I don't know. I will say I don't know how I feel about throwing money at him. That would really. The atmosphere would get pretty crazy if they have to run and pick up money. I think it would be beneath Yankee fans. I think booing them is enough, but that's all. I would just boo them if you were so inclined to let them know something. You don't make the $765 million he does. Keep your own money. Actually, no, it'll probably end up going to like the bat boy. 888-808-1019. Tito and Yonkers. What's up, Tito?
If I was sitting close enough to throw money on the field, I don't think I would have any left at this moment.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's pretty expensive to get there.
A lot of money.
I don't know if you have season tickets, made, but they charge you more for the Met games. But
right.
Still, I mean, if you had to buy it tonight off of the secondary market, I'm sure the prices are. Actually, I'll take a look real quick.
If I had a dollar or two to throw, I probably would just.
That's
keep
a good. I wonder. Yeah, I wonder if tonight because of the Knick game, I wonder if the tickets are a little bit less than maybe you would think they are. Let me see if can you Fleek, see if you can find real quick on like StubHub or what the secondary market for.
You asking me or you asking
that? No, I'm asking Mike. I'm trying to. My StubHub app hasn't. I haven't used it in a while, so now it's loading. But I want to take a look at that. We'll see.
What the Knick game is for tonight?
Well, because the Knick game. Yeah, I'm just wondering. The Knick game is obviously going to be a hot secondary market. I mean, that's going to be the hotter ticket. So I'm just curious if maybe the Yankee game is actually a little bit less than you would guess, just because so many are heading to the Knick game. But I don't know. Getting prices look about the same for what, either team, either game? Wow. Oh, for all three games, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. I got you. All right, so yeah, maybe it's not playing a significant role. It's the same to get it on Saturday or Sunday.
What's the cost to even park at the Yankee game tonight?
$50
If you park up at the Grand Concourse, you can park on the Grand Concourse and find a spot, possibly.
Get there early and look for street parking. There's no doubt. I mean, it's not easy to find necessarily, but get there early and allow yourself to walk. I agree. The $50 is killer. There's something about it. Like, there are just things in life that even if I had the $50, I mean, I guess I do, but you know what I'm saying? Like, paying $50 for parking, there's something inertly wrong with it that drives me crazy. Like, there are things that are just absurd.
How far can you walk for $50?
Yeah, I can walk pretty far for $50. I feel like I can walk a couple miles for $50.
Well, go ahead. What's your point? The fact that you called, the fact that you said on the radio before that you let your kids pick in your own team, their own teams, that was, I don't know, I felt something, that made me feel something. And
well, thank you. Yeah, listen, and especially when I'm being challenged on how I'm raising my children, I can imagine a lot of people.
Right.
Like, but
he wouldn't even let you finish his.
No, it's ridiculous. And again, my son is a Knicks fan. We watch the Knicks games. He's rooting for the Knicks. His school colors are purple and gold. Like, that's his school colors, not what his teacher asked one class to wear because she's a 49er. Every uniform he's going to wear throughout high school is going to be purple and gold. It's his school colors. So, like, he has some Laker stuff because he likes the purple and gold color. And I'm not going to tell him, no, we don't wear Laker stuff in this family. Like, that's not what I'm going to do. He can do that with his kids. That's not how I'm going to handle mine. We watch the Yankee games. We watch the Knicks. He has Giant jerseys as well. But he likes the gold. He likes the purple and gold for the Lakers.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Let them find their way.
Absolutely.
If you want to influence them a little bit, and that's all great. I like Iona. I was born and raised in Brooklyn. I grew up in New Rochelle a little bit. Iona's my team.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my daughter to plenty of Iona games, but she likes UConn. She likes, I can't think of your girl's name right now, but she likes that. She wants her jersey right now. And,
sure.
And you know what? That's what you should have.
No, of course.
That's fine by me.
I'm with you, Tito, and thank you for the call. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I got a lot of calls, not a lot of time. So, yeah. And again, it's not even that he's a Lakers fan, necessarily. It's not like we stay up late and watch West Coast Laker games, but he likes the jerseys.
When I was a kid, and this was like, I think, the beginning of the player era.
Yeah.
Like, now we know kids, maybe a lot of them like players more than teams.
Yes.
That was common. Like, I had a bunch of jerseys. You wouldn't get them of rivals, but players across the sports that you loved, everybody did that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And he has. I got him for Christmas Malik Nabers jersey. So he has Giants stuff. He has Knicks stuff. But he particularly likes the gold and purple because that's his school colors. Warwick School District, the Warwick schools are all purple and gold. But next time I make a decision on what's best for my children, I'll make sure to run it through Brett first.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
All right, rapid fire style. We only got 10 minutes. Got plenty of calls up. Let's try and get to them as quickly as we can as we start the morning of one of the more significant sport nights we've had in a while. Subway Series, Juan Soto's return, and of course, Game 6, Madison Square Garden. Knicks trying to finish off the Boston Celtics and get back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. 888-808-1019. Maury and Belmore, tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is New York's night. A lot going on in New York.
It is a lot going on in New York.
I'll do the Soto thing first. It was 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes. A reporter went up to him after he lost the World Series, and he said, "I'm open for negotiations." Mm-hmm. That's when I knew it was over, Johnny.
Yep.
So, you know, that's when I knew. I was like, all right, this guy's going somewhere. It's about the coin, which most of them take the money. He's got generational cash. God bless him. I'm not booing him, but you know, if he beats us, I'll get upset. It is
well, sure.
Is.
No, if he hits now a home run, then it's up for grabs. But you know, then he's.
I know I'm on the clock.
But just
I know I'm
just,
on the clock.
Yeah, good. All right, good.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We got three players on the Knicks, 20 points plus. Brunson leads the way. We win. We get the New York crowd going tonight. We win with grit, defense, and hustle. That's how we win a New York victory tonight for us all. And do me a favor. F Brett. Let's go, Knicks, baby.
Let's go, Maury. Let's go. Big, listen, we haven't really talked about, like, we know the atmosphere. The Garden's been great, so I expect the atmosphere to be crazy. We've been talking a lot about the Yankee Stadium atmosphere and Juan Soto and the reaction from the fan base. Obviously, there's no concern about booing the wrong people at Madison Square Garden, but got to keep up the intensity, and they got to get the crowd going. I agree. Again, I think the first half is really important with the way I know they've been able to come back. And the mantra of just keep it close. I'd really love to see this team put away the Boston Celtics early. I'd love to see them jump out to a lead, you know, and just end this thing. And let them, again, I said it for game four. I'll say it game five. I'll say it again for game six. It's a little bit different, but if you jump out to the lead against this Boston team. Yeah, they proved they can beat you, and they feel confident they can. But if you jump out to the lead, they have wilted at different times this series. Again, they showed up. It's easy to just say, hey, we won the game in Boston. We didn't get embarrassed in front of our home crowd. We're down Tatum. This is going to be tough. Like, let them think that. Let's be the team who's up 20. Let the Knicks be the team up 20 and having the Celtics figure, oh, well, listen, not our night. Because I think it's not crazy. I know they're the champions. I know they showed up in game five. If the Knicks jump out to an early lead, if the Knicks start playing good basketball, if Brunson's going off and they're up significant in the first half, the Celtics might just say to themselves, hey, Porzingis is sick. Tatum is down. We came back and won a game at, you know, in our home court. Put them away, man. Bernadette in Oceanside. What's up, Bernadette?
Good morning. How are you, Chris?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. I can't wait for tonight.
Pumped.
I heard on Evan and Kiki's show the other day that Mendoza said that he was not going to, Soto is not going to play the field because they're afraid of what's going to happen with
no.
the Yankee fans.
No, that I have and, not that, heard that. No.
They're going to DH him.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think so. I don't. Well, I'll put it this way. I don't think Mendoza said that. That's for sure. Maybe they were talking about. I mean, Mendoza definitely didn't say that. I'm trying to be kind. Like Mendoza, I'm just saying. Maybe you heard them speculating, or them saying maybe he should, or would it be funny if, or is this a thought? But there's no way Mendoza didn't say it, and I doubt very much they're going to hide from it. I think he's going to run out to right field. He's going to hit second in the lineup, and he's going to just face the music, 50,000 versus one.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I heard it, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that would have been a big story.
Let's go,
Knicks. Let's go, Yankees. That would have been a huge story if he admitted he's not going to play him in right field. That would have been a huge story. That is, they did not. Mendoza did not say that. It's been an idea. People have been speculating, save him from that. You know, like, it's been an idea, I suppose, but no. I don't think the Mets are going to do it either. I can't guarantee you they won't do it. I can't guarantee you he's not a DH tonight. I don't know. But I have not heard Mendoza say he's not going to play the field at Yankee Stadium. Like, that would have been a huge part of this. We would have all known that. Mitchell and
Fort Wayne. What's
up, Mitchell?
What's up, Big Mac? What's are you up, ready brother? For tonight? What a night it's going to be. But getting to your first question, especially with the Yankee tickets on a Friday night is more valuable than a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday night game. It's just how it is. It's always been that way.
Okay.
You get top dollar. I got top dollar for tonight's game. I sold some seats because everyone wanted to go to watch the Knicks, and it's all good, Big Mac. I hope you enjoy.
I hope you have a great game, and I hope the Yankees win by 100, buddy.
Yeah, and Big Sal is coming tonight.
Sal told me he's committed to you. So Sal's a good dude. I'm a bad guy. It's okay. We get it.
No, you're Big Mac. You're a good guy. We'll make another game.
I promise. Thank you, Mitchell. You're the man. Okay. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. But Big Mac, here's the more important thing about the Knicks right now.
Yeah.
If the Knicks realize that Boston shoots all these three-pointers, why don't they just play a zone and go outside to protect after so they don't give them the shot because they had no inside rebounds out of it? This team just has no inside play. The problem occurred was, if you watched the last game, I know you did, that they hit all these three, but then they don't go out to play, and then the rebounds are right there. They should just play a zone because you can play that in the NBA, and it'll give them a harder time to start shooting these threes. I mean, amazing that that's number one.
Yeah, and we only have time for the one point. I got to take the calls. No, typically the way to beat a zone is to shoot it. Like, you know, it's not you play man to man and have a guy on someone, make it more difficult to shoot. The zone is designed, you know, to prevent getting to the basket. The zone leads to probably more threes. Now, you can come up with something, but it depends if you have closeout defenders, like we've seen the zone in Syracuse be very effective and stopping three-point shots because they've tried to be long and perimeter defenders. But yeah, zone isn't necessarily the way to stop three-point shooting. I would say there really is no way to prevent a certain level of open threes. Like, they just don't have the defense. They got to do a better job of it. But like, Karl Anthony Towns is going to get switched off unless you're going to try and fight through the screens, which they've tried. Like, there's going to be some level. You got to stop to me, I would have someone on White at all times. That's the first thing. Like, if someone drives towards the basket, I trust my rim protectors. I'm not getting off White. Like, I can't leave him open. That's the first thing. I can't leave White open. He has absolutely killed them. So I don't know about that. What kind of defense they could play to? There's going to be some sort of level of open threes, right? Especially with the amount they shoot. And they shoot, like, again, when you say open threes and you look at the numbers and they give you the numbers of open threes, Pritchard is shooting 6 feet behind the arc. Yeah, that's an open three. No one's going to get in his face from that far back. Like, some of their shots, just because it's like, quote unquote, open, doesn't mean they're good shots. So, I mean, you got to, and that's why I've said this, there's a limit on what you can do and what they're capable of doing in limiting the threes. There just is. The Celtics are good at it. They're the champs. They're going to chuck up a ton. They have guys who can hit them. You can't allow wide open shots, but it's difficult to stop it completely. The Knicks need to score. I've been saying this the whole series. Defense is great. They need to play defense. I agree. They're best at scoring. They were an offensive team all year. They were at their best at the second half of game number four. That's what they have to be again. Pablo, I want to make sure I get to you just because it's a big Friday. What's up, Pablo? Real quick.
Hey, good morning. Quick question for you. If the Knicks don't do this, Tibbs out, what would you do?
Yeah, I don't know. We still have another game to decide that, even if they lose tonight. I wouldn't say no, but you can't say it's out of the question if they blow this 3-1 lead. I don't know. It's back on the table, I suppose, but probably not. But we'll have another game to discuss that if they lose tonight. There's still a Game 7. Believe it or not, it's not technically a must-win for the Knicks, although it feels like it. And as crazy as this series has been, could they go win 7? I suppose, but I don't want to find out. Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Yankees. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Go, Boo Soto. Do what you want, Fleeks. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.